Unit 7. The World of Painting. Reading. Page 110, Task 4. Artistic Traditions in Ukraine. As far as the development of art of painting in Ukraine is concerned, one should remember that the early period referred to icon painting that began to develop in Kievan Rus in the end of the 10th century after Prince Volodymyr had baptized the state. Icon painters, mostly monks, depicted Christ, the Virgin, angels and saints. Byzantine traditions were a model. Mosaic and frescoes of St. Sophia Cathedral in Kiev is one of the most distinguished among the memorials of that period. The icon, the Virgin of Volyn, which is regarded as a masterpiece, belongs to the period of the old Rus state, the Halychyna Volyn. Portrait painting is a separate genre, appeared during the Renaissance, the 16th century, and was strongly influenced by the icon tradition. The first portraits included portrayals of nobles and Cossack chiefs. Many Ukrainian painters were attracted to the new Academy of Arts in St. Petersburg, 1757, which cultivated the classicist style of painting then popular in Europe. Well-known Ukrainian artists of that period are Levitsky, Holovachevsky, and Borovikovsky. Ukrainian art of the middle of the 19th century was closely connected with the name of Taras Shevchenko, who devoted most of his painting to Ukrainian interests. He was considered the father of modern Ukrainian painting. Shevchenko painted numerous portraits, self-portraits and landscapes with many architectural monuments of Ukraine. During the 19th century, landscape painting appeared as a separate genre and not only in the works of Shevchenko. Inspired by Romanticism, Soshenko, Kuinji, Ivazovsky, Vasilkivsky and Pokhitonov devoted their efforts to depicting rural scenery at its most beautiful. At that time, Ukraine was called East European Italy. Artists from Russia and European countries visited Ukraine to enrich themselves with new themes and images. One of such artists was Vasil Sternberg, a friend of Shevchenko, a master of lyrical landscape. Odessa Art School and Kiev Drawing School occupied an important place at the beginning of the 20th century. Outstanding artists such as Mykola Murashko and Mykola Pimonenko were prominent representatives of that time. Some artists of Ukrainian origin who taught in Kiev School were Mikhail Vrubel, Vasil Vasnetsov and Ilya Repin. Ukrainian art of the turn of the 20th century could not avoid the influence of the leading European art trends, Impressionism and avant-garde tendencies. Kharkiv School of 1910-1930, where artists were under the influence of constructivism, was notable for its originality. It was represented by Petritsky and Yermilov. Exter spread the ideas of cubiform futurism in painting and worked in Kiev. Bohomazov experimented with abstraction. Yuri Mikhailov continued the traditions of the symbolists. Worldwide known Kazimir Malevich spoke of the influence of Ukrainian Baroque and icon painting on his works. An original phenomenon of the early 20th century was Mihailo Boychuk Art School. It combined the traditions of folk picture, local primitive painting and the principles of religion art. Ukrainian art of the Soviet period is represented by many talented painters such as Yablonska, Bokchai, Shovkunenko, Selsky, Shishko, Zaretsky and many others. Primachenko became a unique phenomenon having no analogues in world art. She is considered as a classic of Ukrainian folk art. Present-day Ukrainian art is developing in harmony with world art. National theme remains topical in painting, in thematic and historical pictures, landscapes, associative and formalistic works.